The first positive psyllid has been found in a commercial citrus orchard in Riverside County. The Asian citrus psyllid vectors the deadly Wanlongbing disease, which is a bacteria that causes citrus greening, which is fatal to the tree. The disease has really wreaked havoc in the state of Florida, dramatically decreasing the viability of the whole industry. We're speaking with Casey Creamer. He's the president and CEO of the California Citrus Mutual, a trade association representing California citrus growers.
Yeah, I mean, CDFA is on it, and we'll know more after they, you know, complete their investigation. You know, I guess from a citrus industry standpoint, you know, we've done a great job over 10 years of keeping, you know, the HLB out of commercial groves. I mean, this find, I think, is a result of, you know, all the efforts that everybody's doing to fund the program to detect and find HLB when we can so that we can eradicate it as quickly as possible. So I think that's part of that effort, and, you know, it just highlights the significant issue that the citrus growers are faced with, and just stresses the importance of, you know, good cooperation between residences and commercial orchards, and everybody being vigilant about this disease and the psyllid. It's a serious threat that everybody needs to take seriously, and even if you're not necessarily, you know, thinking about it for yourself, you know, taking care of the psyllid and managing the groves is not only important for you, but for, you know, your neighbors. So just, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is for growers and for homeowners to take this disease seriously.
Creamer explained that growers have implemented spray programs, including area-wide and regional treatments, whenever a psyllid is found in a commercial orchard.
It's been very successful. The population numbers in the commercial areas is down significantly over the last 10 years. Occasionally, you'll get a couple psyllids pop up. There's a population, but then we get on it pretty quickly. It's important to do that.
Creamer said the challenge is where that urban and ag interface is.
So it's tricky in those areas. There's a lot more movement to farmers markets and others, and so it's tougher in some of the more urban agricultural interfaces. So we had a lot of people spending a lot of time in those areas doing everything, you know, they can, but, you know, as far from the program perspective, everybody has to do it. There can't be one weak link in this process. It only takes one person to let their guard down and to infect the entire industry.
As mentioned earlier, Florida has been put on its knees because of HLB. And the latest economic numbers, more than $4.6 billion and more than 30,000 jobs have been lost in the Sunshine State because of HLB. Casey Creamer has seen it.
It's decimated the industry over there. I mean, they've got some signs of life, but their managing is significantly below the potential that they have over there in Florida.
And Ruben Arroyo is the ag commissioner of Riverside County. He said finding a psyllid that's positive with HLB in a commercial orchard was not a surprise.
As far as not being surprised, I think it was just inevitable to eventually find it in a commercial setting. I mean, they're being found, you know, ACP all over the county. Wasn't something that we wanted to happen, but, you know, knowing that our industry and our growers and everyone else is trying to do their part and trying to keep populations down, it just happens that in this area, you know, we don't necessarily know that it was going to be in that area, but again, a lot of insects and throughout this whole region and in the Woodcrest area. Unfortunately, one came up hot, and what happens now is...
Arroyo said that the fine doesn't expand the quarantine or extend the quarantine in the area.
It just basically gives us a warning that we are finding ACP with HLB. So CDFA will be doing extensive trapping and more sampling of trees in that area, and including 250 meters out from that. It doesn't trigger any mandatory sprays, so CDFA and the county will be working with the residents and, of course, the people that have property, citrus property in that area, to start looking into applying pesticides that will hopefully keep the populations down.
Arroyo said that CDFA officials are constantly in those citrus orchards looking for psyllids.
Exactly. They're out sampling trees. They're out looking for the insect. And once they collect any of that material, it's all sent to the lab.
And it's all tested for positive HLB. And officials are concerned that that positive psyllid in that orchard may have certainly infected some trees.
It makes sense. I can't imagine, you know, the one and only insect that they found would be the only insect. And of course, they feed on trees. That would seem to be the logical direction to think as far as it being on a tree. And we just kind of have to keep an eye on that area and keep sampling and see what happens.
Arroyo said, well, this is where we're at right now.
You know, we've got a signal here that we have a potential problem. So we'll be working with CDFA and our industry. We're going to do some outreach effort type Zoom meetings to talk about the potentials of what could happen if we do find a positive tree in the area.
Arroyo said it's important to work with the nurseries and all the growers in the area to let them know what will happen if they do find a positive HLB tree.
Yeah, so CDFA is working with the grower right now, to talk about and schedule some sprays. And the same with all the other growers in the area as well.
And there could be some area-wide spraying to push back these psyllids, whether HLB positive or not.